This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one little email at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't checked your evidence mail lately, you might want to do that. Especially if you're in the public sector. I want to throw this out there. If you're in the public sector, you might want to check your emails. Because remember, your emails are not yours if you're in the public sector. They're the public's. Yeah, that's just the way it rolls. I'm giving you a lesson from back in the day when I used to be a school superintendent. I used to teach my staff about emails in the public domain. Hello. Anyway, the Hillary Rodham Clinton saga continues. Histrionics at an unmitigated level, unseen level in human history. Now, this all goes back. I have to look at things from an educator's perspective. I really do. I look at the behavior of, children. I looked at it for 41 years. And I look at what we're seeing from our leadership up there. And I'm saying to myself, how childlike can we get? You've heard me go on this sort of tangent before about President Barack Hussein Obama. Sociopathic liar. And about where I think that at the seventh grade, the prepubescent era, is when kids actually determine whether or not they're going to live a sociopathic lying lifestyle. They think that lying is just okay. They've gotten away with it, and they can continue to get away with it, so therefore they will spend a lifetime getting away with it. And we've covered the etiology. We read from different books and stuff like that from psychiatrists and psychologists and the definition of a sociopathic liar and all this good stuff we've done. And Hillary Rodham Clinton is one of those sociopathic liars. There's no doubt about it. And so is Bill. We get a twofer with them. But, yes, did they, in the seventh grade, determine that they would lie forever? Probably. I'm just telling you, that's just been my experience working with at-risk youth for so long. Anyway, but, what we have here is the other part of what goes along with the lying, and that's called the histrionics. The crazies, I call it, because you usually see this in abused children, actually. Displaced children, without parents. Now, I don't want to have to talk about Bill Clinton's background, but he had parental issues, and certainly President Barack Hussein Obama had major league parental issues. But it's always the histrionics. Now, this fits into, now what I mean by that is they always create a crisis to watch the reaction of people around them. And now, if you have seventh grade kids at home, or if you know people that are kids that are at risk and so on, you're going to understand and appreciate what I'm saying to you. They always create a crisis. Now, you've heard this before, I'm sure, at the adult level. Rahm Emanuel, you know, we always want to never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, you know, not only that, but we want to create a crisis, right? I mean, that's part of what they do. That's right out of Saul Alinsky, create a crisis. And that's what happens in the 7th and 8th grade, especially with, I hate to say this, but with young women in particular, you see this behavior. This histrionics behavior, which they will create crisis to crisis to crisis to draw attention to them. It's a form of attention seeking. Yeah, you know, I used to see this all the time with young women, you know, prepubescent in particular, and then, you know, pubescent, and then just right after postpubescent in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Now, the boys are a little different. It all happens for them in the 7th grade, if you know what I mean. But for girls, it extends out for longer. In fact, you might even say, looking at Hillary Rodham Clinton, now that I've given you that kind of a perspective, that Hillary Rodham Clinton is just, you know, using histrionics upon us, creating crisis after crisis after crisis, a continuing saga of crisis. And in this particular case, we've had the email scandal going on for years. How many years have we had Clinton scandals? And that's my point. They've never left the 7th, 8th, or 9th grade in terms of how they handle situations. They handle it by creating a crisis and a new crisis. If you have a crisis today, well, we're going to find out tomorrow there's another different crisis altogether. So it's crisis to crisis to crisis. Now, some people say, well, that's just managing chaos, and that's a certain type of management style. No, it's not. Not when you see it at this level, at this scale. It is not a certain type of management style. It is a certain type that leads to tyranny. Because you see the skills that they lack, the communication skills that they lack, being able to work with other people, having a sense of morality and decency are gone. And that's what we're seeing here with Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. And again, I'm talking to you educators out there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And parents, if you had this, where you certainly have, every parent has witnessed their child burning both ends against the middle. In other words, both parents against each other to get what they want. Right? This is just some of the behavior that goes along with it. Now, we'll come up with the definition for you and all that stuff, so you clinical people out there say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I think I do know what I'm talking about. I counseled hundreds of children and parents under these circumstances. The histrionics are always one crisis leading to another. And it's not unusual for children at that age. And, of course, if that it goes unabated, unchecked, then these people move on in life. And all they know is one crisis after another. How many people do you know that just like one crisis after another? I used to work with a school administrator who loved what she was doing about creating crisis within the communities. She would create one crisis in one community, another crisis in another community, and they were all about the same thing, but they were different stories as to how they got there. It's kind of interesting that this person was in charge of school finance, and after a while, these four communities that we were serving, somebody called a person from another community, and then pretty soon a phone network jumped up, and the superintendent fired her. See, that was the right thing to do. We all applauded. We all stood up as administrators and said, oh, that's a great idea. Fire her. Because, of course, that was leading to trouble within our own school district and our own schools and our own communities. You see, this is the kind of stuff, though, you have to have a strong leader at the top who recognizes that. But what happens if you have a leader who believes in stirring the pot like that? Then that's a problem. That's a real problem. But, you know, most people who are leaders like that, they do that because of their own insecurity and their own ability to properly lead. Is this just not what we're talking about here with Hillary Rodham Clinton? creating such a huge crisis. And everybody, of course, on the media side of it follows right along with her. They believe her because they're ignorant. Not only that, but they're getting paid off. They're getting paid off. Now, why am I bringing this up about Hillary Rodham Clinton? Because it's all over today, again, about Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is what we're seeing on Drudge right now. New York Post. Donors, special access to Hillary. We covered this yesterday. Donation, D-O-U-G-H, nation. And she's got a gambler's green visor on, and she's got a cigarette in her right hand with money flowing from her left. It's really a great picture. New York Post, that's today. And underneath that, it says, AP bombshell rocks campaign, quote, state for sale, which is exactly what was happening. Now, when we come back from the break, and we're going to come up to a break here in a second, we're going to be talking about, well, this special access that she was having. We were talking about that with Uma Ahmadine yesterday. Well, now, guess what? It's getting traction. The AP has come out with stories on this. The New York Post. Pretty soon, I even heard, and I have not verified this, but I heard last night from one of my sources, and I didn't get the story, ABC News is on top of this. What does that mean? The mainstream media all of a sudden is now covering this because, by the way, it's not being covered anywhere else but except for the alternative media and Fox News. And I have to applaud Fox News on their coverage. They've been absolutely spot on, except you have a couple of their individual, I guess you would say, commentators who are all in for Hillary, which it really sticks out on a network such as Fox News. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
9-3-0-2-8.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A little sense of urgency, I guess you can say. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Either way, you'll get yourself there to our website. We've got a ton of stories up there. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, my email address is paul@a21r.com. A21r, A as in Adam, 2-1, R as in radio.com. But it's not radio. Don't spell it out. a21r.com. Anyway. Geez, there's just so many things going on, and you know, I got to tell you, I'm excited. There's some good things happening in our country right now, and I do have to say that I'm really pleased that Donald Trump finally is staying on message. But that's just a short little thing. I just want to let you know a couple of things that are going to be happening on the show today. We're going to be covering immigration, and with us, our guest is Dan Perkins, and he's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, the Daily Surge, The Hill, and Perkins is a master writer. He has written the book trilogy, actually, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA. And we've had Dan on before, and A.J. Rice and those people over there at the at ReaganBaby.com have been doing a fantastic job. Of course, Megan Barth and our very own Katie Grimes, which we're going to be covering a story that she has written. Well, we've been covering the story about the elections here in California and how corrupt they are and how they are destined to be this corruption model that has been developed now. This corruption model is going to be the standard for the rest of the nation. So you might want to check that out on our website. We've got our part two. That's my French. I actually speak French when I'm in France. Yeah, I took 3 years of French in high school, 2 years of Latin, and grew up, when I was 12 years old, I started it was my second job. I was actually a paper boy before that when I was 10. I forget that, you know, but when I was 12, I actually went out and worked in the fields picking oranges in Southern California, falling through orange trees from the top to the bottom. It's always a fun thing when you're a kid at 12 years of age. That's where I learned Spanish. Yeah. Comprende, amigos, amigas. Anyway, so Dan's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about the southern border and the porousness down there. We have been getting reports, and this comes from our own Red Smith and others. We talked to guards or border patrol agents. We have a network. There's a loose network out here. I just let you know that I think other people have been saying this, and of course the border patrol people have been wonderful. They're being used as absolute worse than pawns by this administration. They're being told to stand down, and we have some compelling evidence that it's worse than stand down. And hopefully we're gonna get some pictures in today. We'll post them up on our website about how that whole border thing down there is being handled. But it's a wide open porous border, and our concern is, and I'll just put it out here right now, and Red Smith will be on the show, not today, probably tomorrow, because it is Thursday, tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about how porous that border truly is and the numbers of people from the Middle East that have come across the border. Now, these are military-aged individuals, so you're talking about from 18 to 35, maybe to 40 years of age, that have come across is a staggering number, upwards of 100,000 over since about January. And we're not talking about the El Salvadorans that are coming across, the children, by the way. And this is a big this is a big concern to us because of MS-13 activity that we're starting to see here, even in California. And I'll have to tell you about a brush up that I had in the store the other day with somebody clear as day on his shoulder. It said MS-13. I'm like going, wow, in our own local community. Anyway, that's a big concern. That is, I mean, think about it. So they're coming across the border, and they're coming across to your communities. And for those communities, those people who live in other parts of the country, and I've done this before as a school administrator, I advised police forces around the nation in the 90s and in the 2000s about gangs, what to do, recognition, and so on, because of what I did in California. But, you know, this was stuff that we learned as Californians about the whole gang mentality. In other parts of the country where you're getting large numbers of gangs that are coming in, you're not really familiar with some of the stuff that develops and how it comes into your community. And then what you can do once it's in there, recognize it, don't deny it. The biggest asset that the gangsters and the thugs and the punks and the terrorists have is that you're in denial that there's a problem. And you try and just put it out of your mind and ignore it and ignore it and ignore it. And pretty soon it consumes you, and you realize that you have been played. And that's where the term players comes in. That's one part of it. You've been played. You've been suckered. Your whole community has been. And pretty soon you're awash in drugs. You're awash in weapons. Just you end up looking like Chicago if you don't combat it. And it takes strong leadership to do it. And you people in the churches, you faith leaders out there, need to be a big part of the leadership on this. You know, I really believe that. You need to be a big part of trying to stop these the gangs from forming, number one, but also pushing back on the administration, because this is a flooding that's going on here. It's part of their invasion to change the demographics of America. That's what this is all about. And one of the things that's starting to come out now in the news about immigration, and of course, I'm kind of blowing off part of the segment here. I didn't want to get too much into this, but we'll get into it in the third hour. Part of the problem that we have that is we're seeing, and it's being admitted to as human trafficking. Really? some of the news people are. This is what I talk about, and I mean, this is really the news agencies, including Fox News. You're so behind the times. You really are. You're clueless about a lot of the behavior. Now, some of you are not. Sean Hannity is not. Sean Hannity gets it, quite frankly. Had a chance to be around Sean Hannity, did not meet him. I caught his football, though, when he threw it out to the crowd at CPAC. But Sean Hannity knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to gangs and so on, what's happening at the border. He gets it. He gets it. He's an East Coaster that gets it. And no, everybody else at Fox News doesn't get it. Nobody does. And they're kind of clueless dolts, if you ask me, about when it comes down to recognizing the gang situation, the problem with the immigration and so on. And he's the one person who's, quite frankly, he's pretty good at it. He's you know, he hasn't grown up with it, but he understands it because he's been down there and sees it with law enforcement and sees it with the communities and so on, especially around in Texas. Well, we here in California have been used to this and seen this. And we've adapted laws and policies here in California. All, by the way, I might add, all of our anti-gang laws and everything about anti-drugs and so on, about, you know, how we can go out and bust people with the marijuana and all this good stuff, all that has been pretty much set aside with Kamala Harris, who's our attorney general. She's Obama in a dress. And she's running for Barbara Boxer's seat in the Senate. It looks like she's going to win, unfortunately, because the electoral process in California is absolutely fixed. Anyway, but she's the one, along with Jerry Brown, who basically have told the Department of Justice to stand down in terms of any kind of enforcement on gangs and, well, the marijuana. And this has been a big problem in California because he ended the CAMP programs, which is the programs that go out and eradicate marijuana fields. He eliminated the Department of Narcotics Enforcement within the Department of Justice, which was a huge, huge, devastating arm to the cartels. Jerry Brown, when he first got elected here, the second term, he eliminated it right away. Right away, he got rid of it. And that just basically opened up the doors for all the cartels to come into California and start doing the marijuana grows, which started to destroy the environment, poisoning the beautiful foothills of the Sierra Nevadas and other places up around the coast in Humboldt County and so on. It's been devastating. But, you know, Jerry Brown just let them come right in and rape the land. It is absolutely terrible what's going on. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about what in the world is going on with the histrionics of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, covering the front page of Drudge. Now, I know it's Wednesday. It's not Drudge Friday here on Agenda 21 Radio, but I just could not quite resist it, actually, when I got up this morning. And I saw this. I went to bed late. There's so much that goes on in radio. There's so much research that goes on. And, boy, there's a lot of things going on in the world. And, boy, are we going to bust a move here in some of the news and information. But, anyway, let's get back to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, Drudge is continuing to flash news stories and stuff like that. But the picture that they have up there, the New York Post says donation, D-O-U-G-H is the big word, donation, donors special access to Hillary. This is something that has been, as we're starting to find out now through the AP and some of the other sources, Clinton Cash. Clinton Cash sets up the whole story, and I think that if you haven't seen it yet, it's on our website, agenda21radio.news or a21radio.com. A21R, excuse me. Boy, I get this one right. We're going through some major changes in terms of how we're communicating with you, and that just happens to be one of them. A21R.com, the website. And you can actually see it. It's a 65-minute video. I think Breitbart has it up on their website as well. I don't want to steer away from our website, but Breitbart is doing a fantastic job. Hence, that's why they are absolutely terrified of who they brought on, Steve Bannon from Breitbart, to the Trump campaign. They've been attacking him right and left. He's a loon. He's a right-wing loon. But, you know, God, come on, guys. He's our right-wing loon. Don't you get it? He's our right-wing. And they hate it because he's a truth-teller. And he tells it like it is, like Andrew Breitbart. And by the way, we've got several clips up there about Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew Breitbart, back in 2012, just before he passed away in March, Andrew Breitbart had some very, very interesting things to say about the future and what was really happening. He was spot on. He also really lays it on thick about Glenn Beck, which is interesting. And I remember at the time when this was happening, I remember at the time the videos and seeing them. And I was a huge fan of Andrew Breitbart, by the way, and I was very devastated by his death, his murder, because to me it'll always be a murder. There's no doubt about it. And anyway, so Andrew has some very interesting and poignant things to say. We also have those up on our daily tabulation, daily show information, or today's show information on the left-hand column. And it's worth the listen to listen to what Andrew Breitbart has to say. I might play it on one of the shows here because I'm really bothered by what I'm hearing about those anti-Trumpers out there because of their irrationality and the way that they're speaking. They're almost as histrionic as Hillary Rodham Clinton. So let's get into the histrionics of Hillary Rodham Clinton here, sort of what we're seeing here. It says AP bombshell rocks campaign for state for sale. This is another one of the headlines. I mean, it's just all Hillary Clinton on the front page, or on Drudge. That's the big headlines. And then underneath that, it says Trump hammers Clinton for third world style corruption. Donald Trump is staying on message here. Yes, he is. There's been a big, huge change in the direction of what's going on with Donald Trump, and they are not liking it. They are not liking it. Hillary and Uma, many troubling questions. And, of course, we brought this out yesterday. Many troubling questions. So the media, or at least Drudge, is now starting to, it's like a full court press on Hillary. It says, flashback, foundation donors include dozens of media organizations and individuals. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. I mean, really? Yeah. And we can go down the list. We will go down the list a little bit later. But I'm trying to get you give you the impact of what's happening here, because it's Hillary all over Drudge today. It says, Fed's Stonewall blockbuster AP report for, are you ready for this? 3 years. They wouldn't give the AP the information. And it turned out that AP, to get this story to you, all this information about these emails, they had to file suit, a FOIA lawsuit, and it took them 3 years to get the information. So the feds were stonewalling, obviously. What does it say about our government? You know, really? What does it say about our government to the rest of the world? And again, this is what they want, by the way. They want to make us look as bad as possible to the rest of the world, that we're as corrupt as everybody else in the rest of the world in the United States. That's the goal, guys. That's the goal. That's what they want to do. Thank you, President Barack Hussein Obama, and your handlers and everybody else who are trying to destroy this country. Yeah. It says, Uma's private jet journey. This is another one. Washington Post front page Wednesday. Clinton's longstanding ties to wealthy donors are paying big dividends this month, and worldwide concern over too many immigrants. Well, that's another side story. Okay, but now listen to this, and I think this is we're talking trends here. We're talking about what's going on with the histrionics. Too many histrionics, too many crises bundled all together like this, coming at people. Even I know. Listen, people are saying, well, there's Clinton scandal fatigue going on. It's almost like Stockholm syndrome. And the people won't be persuaded by any of this anymore. This is the line that's coming from the Clintonistas now. It's not, in other words, nothing to see here, just move along. And that is not true. I do not believe anything that is coming out of any of the pundits' mouths up in Washington or New York, because they, I think, are clueless about what's going on out here in the field. And the number of people who absolutely have a complete disdain for what they're seeing with the Clintons and the Democratic Party. This is something that, you see, they're just used to their own little world, and they're basically people, don't get out beyond the Beltway, don't get out in the rest of the world out here and see what's really happening. I think more people are fed up, more Hispanics, more blacks. Of course, the plea by the Trump organization for black votes, I think, is absolutely historic. And I think more of it. We've never had a candidate who's come out and confronted these issues directly with black leadership. And he's doing it. And thank God, because I can tell you, I have worked with black families in ghetto communities, and I can tell you how bad it is and how much they need that support coming from leadership. They need to be hearing these things coming from a potential president or even a president, rather than lamenting how racist everybody is in America with this racist president. The most racist, bigoted president this country has ever known is President Barack Hussein Obama. He's a racist, bigoted thug. Well, he thinks he's a thug. He's not that much of a thug. He's the thug who didn't make it. I'm just telling you the way the gangster kids would look at it. But let's talk about how this is being perceived now with the electorate, and this gets to my point. UPI poll, Clinton, Trump in virtual tie. This is not Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's before Labor Day, about a week and a half. LA Times, it's a dead heat. LA Times had her up, Trump up by 2 the other day. Mild bump to head increase, increases risk of psychiatric problems and early death. Now, that's something that, we got to get back into that whole story about her health, right? People are not letting go of two things. They're not letting go of the emails. They're not letting go of her health. no matter how many times Jimmy Kimmel wants her to open up a bottle, a jar of pickles, and how much light she wants to be teased about, or she wants to tease about her emails and push it aside, it's not working. And as I watched Jimmy Kimmel and her the other night, I said to myself, this time, girlfriend, it's not working. I was measuring the applause coming from the crowd. It wasn't there. They didn't feel along with her. Empathy was being lost by the crowd on Jimmy Kimmel's show. The tide is turning, ladies and gentlemen. The tide is turning. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
9-3-0-2-8.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right, Mike Pence making news. And he was interviewed by Ainsley Earhart following his little trip down there to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in which, well, of course, they were down there, Donald Trump and himself, helping out and giving moral support, if anything, to the relief victims of the flooding that's gone on down there. And I got to tell you, I just have to applaud Donald Trump for stealing the bully pulpit once again from the president, because the president doesn't want to be president any longer. He's an inept and incompetent Muslim Brotherhood terrorist here in the country. How do you like those for red apples? Anyway, so and Donald Trump realized that, so he's picked it up. He's picked up the ball that's been bouncing around on the field about at the 50-yard line, and he's started to run with it. And that's basically what we're seeing here. He's becoming more presidential every single day, and more people are starting to see a Donald Trump that they'd never seen before. And this is encouraging. Now, Mike Pence, I just like this guy. The more I see of him, the more I hear of him, and I did not do a lot of research on him before, you know, he was going to be considered to be the pick. I didn't know him. I knew him as he had been in the House. He had been supported by the Tea Party. This is the general thing. Because, you know, when, you know, Tea Party things come up, I know who's going to be running, not running nationally, and so on, what that whole, you know, miasma looks like out there. And, you know, so I knew he was there, and he had been supported by the Tea Party, and then he runs for governor and wins. And what a great job the prior governor and Pence did of Indiana. I can't remember the governor's name that was before Pence, but they set up this whole economic explosion that's been going on in Indiana, and that was very appealing to Donald Trump. But also the man himself really appealed to Donald Trump, I mean, and who he is, the character of Donald Trump. Well, he's with Ainsley Earhart. And in the interview, there's a couple segments of the interviews I want to play right now because I think this is so relevant to it says so much about him and what's going on with Donald Trump.
And really helping people put their lives back together.
President Obama just announced that he is going to be paying a visit to that area this week. What's your reaction? The fact that Hillary Clinton hasn't gone there, President Obama hasn't, they've spent the weekend in Martha's Vineyard.
Well, I think Donald Trump made it clear yesterday that we were there to help. People can make their own judgments about other leaders. I'm frankly glad the president is going next week. This may well be the worst natural disaster since Hurricane Sandy, but it hasn't seemed to get the level of attention that it deserves. The enormity of this is evident when you are on the ground there.
Lots has changed over the last few days within the campaign. Paul Manafort resigning.
Well, and speaking about Paul Manafort, we're going to do that some other time. But, you know, this is the thing about what they're talking about. Where is the president? No president. You see, the first thing about leadership, and you've heard me say this before, when you're visible out there in the public, you got to be visible. Good leaders are visible. And good leaders are visible in times of crisis. And times of crisis is not what, you know, are you going to hit the ball dog leg left or dog leg right on the golf course? That's not a crisis. It's not a crisis if you don't make par on the ninth hole. It's not. It's a crisis if you are the president, a leader, and you're not where you need to be as a leader. That's a crisis. And there's a crisis in leadership, of course, with this president because he doesn't give a darn about anybody down there in Louisiana. That's the only way you can look at it, ladies and gentlemen. He does not give a hoot about those people in Louisiana. And to his credit, this is the class act that Pence is. He says, I'm glad the president's going down there. Let me interpret that for you. Better late than never, homeboy. I'll just interpret it that way. Never, better late than never. You see, this is such bad leadership on the part of President Barack Hussein Obama. It tells you only one thing. He doesn't care about people in Louisiana. If he cared about people in Louisiana and he was doing his job as president, which he's sworn to do, he would have been down there as soon as possible to lend moral support and have that visibility. The best sign of leadership is when you're visible as a leader. And it's sure pretty evident to me that Donald Trump is more than willing to get off his butt and not play golf, since he owns so many golf courses, world-class championship golf courses, and go help people and pass out, be seen as passing out relief aid that he bought, by the way, and he contributed to the effort. Where's Obama? He hates America. That's really what it comes down to. He hates America, and you can say that. I can say that because I believe that to be true. And all you corporate other radio people out there, there's only one person to vote for in this election, and that's Donald Trump. I hate to tell you that, but if you're not voting for Donald Trump, you're voting for Hillary Clinton. And if you want to play the little game by parsing it out and saying, well, I'm not going to vote for either one, then you're voting for Hillary Clinton. I hate to tell those radio guys that are out there saying that right now, those never Trumpers, that are going to continue that monologue, that dialogue about never Trump. You see, they're globalists and they're getting paid off. Just a little accusation here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's really what's happening. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Judicial Watch, there's a judge that's associated with the email scandal who has now said that Hillary Clinton's going to have to answer questions under oath. What do you think about that?
It's time for her to go on the record. Look, Hillary is in hiding, and Donald Trump is everywhere. I mean, I think she's gone more than 250 days without a press conference. And, you know, it's time for her to step forward and begin to answer these questions. And not just these questions, but questions about the Clinton Foundation. I mean, now we hear that the Clintons are going to stop fundraising for the Clinton Foundation if she's elected president, presumably because that would be a conflict of interest. Well, I think the American people wonder, why wasn't it a conflict of interest when she was Secretary of State, a third?
Bingo. Mike Pence just destroys Hillary Rodham Clinton and the whole argument. This is something that's going to go down in history, of course, the histrionics of Hillary Rodham Clinton and state, and how they managed to churn up so much money from crisis to crisis to crisis, which is really what has happened. I'm just sort of simplifying things. And, of course, the crisis at state was her and how unethical she was and even illegal. And I'm going to say that just because the, quote, FBI didn't find anything illegal, that's a farce, and you know it. Anyway, lots going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And dot news, and also a21r.com. You can email me at paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And remember, as I say at this point in the show, ladies and gentlemen, we are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.